512050, extension 116.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to rehearse something that I had talked about here the first part of June. And monumental personality defects. Monumental personality defects. Let's talk about a few people that have this disorder or defect, and I want to, before I begin with that, I want to just state that sometimes these personality disorders are necessary. Example, Donald Trump, He could be singled out as a great champion. Even though he was removed from office, he is considered to be a great champion. Winston Churchill was considered to be a great champion. Roosevelt, to many, Adolf Hitler was a great champion. There's a difference between some of these men, and the main difference would be those that were champions in evil, total evil, and champions in helping their societies to become, to stay great, or to become great, which they would have, like Winston Churchill, they could also be categorized as someone who was not totally, he was not the best guy. Some of the policies he had, he could in some ways be considered to be evil. Stalin, we would say, would be evil. Nevertheless, he did have he was a great champion in evil. You know, we have people like, you know, you have to discern and decide for yourself who you would feel is either a good person, a great champion on the side of good, or a champion on the side of evil. George Bush Sr., Jr., Jeb Bush, the Bush family as a dynasty, you have to say they were champions. Maybe not so much on the side of helping mankind, because they were globalists, all of them. You have Barry Satoru. Some would consider him to be a great champion, even though he would be a champion on the side of evil. Those that support him may have the same, birds of a feather. They do evil together. Joe Biden. Would Joe Biden be considered to be a great champion, or just someone who is used by those that might have great champion ability? Klaus Schwab, is he a great champion? To most, no. But to those in the World Economic Forum, he would be considered to be a great champion. All these men would also have, you know, the monumental personality disorder. Why is this important? To understand the end of the world, the final years in which Satan rules the nations of the world and uses the governments of the world and the leaders of the world and the wealthy people, the great men of the world, the captains, the top military strategists. In the final years of Satan's rule over the earth, Satan has his champions. Satan has those in his kingdom that have monumental personality disorder, always used for evil. Anthony Fauci from the Abyss family. They want to call it the Abyss family, but it really is Abyss. Going back to the 1600s, his family back then was responsible for the death of about 1,200 people in a mining. They were mining minerals in a mountain in France, I believe it was, or Switzerland, or Austria. I don't remember which country. And they knew the ground would shake. There were little tremors. And they knew that it was unstable. They said nothing to the people that lived in a little city, and the mountain came down and like an avalanche and killed everybody in the town, buried them. You didn't have to bury them. They were buried forever. The Faucis, the Faucis have blood on their hands going clear back. And then you have Bill Gates, the Kemosabe and the Entanto. Kemosabe being Barry Satoru, Tonto being Bill Gates. They're going to work together for a great purpose in the future. Monumental personality disorders. We're going to continue in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. 1360KHNC.com podcast.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The whole world is going to go somewhere that we have never gone before. You know, these people that I'm going to mention, they can do either evil or they can fulfill the royal law, which is in the Bible, in James chapter 2, verse 8. And these people can fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. And that law is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And if they do this, they do well. But if they don't fulfill that royal law, they will be punished. They will be punished. They each have so far I've just read a small list of people. They each have a monumental personality defect. The common man, you and I, we also can have personality defects, maybe not so much monumental, but in this short list, we have people in positions of immense power with these monumental personality defects. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to have a strong personality. In fact, it can be a very good thing. I'll give you a great example for those that listen to this station often, regularly. Alex Jones. There are others. Alan Schroyer, many of the people that come on, many people that are the good, great people of the land, the patriots, not just patriots, but Christian people that are patriots. So it's not necessarily a bad thing to have a strong personality, especially if you use who you are and what you are to help and protect your neighbors, and again, you use your abilities to fulfill the royal law, loving your neighbor as yourself. So going back to these personality defects. And it's important because there is something with most of these people that has been hidden, that people don't want to believe, that they may be aware of, and they don't like to entertain the thought of what they believe, what they see in these people. And that one way, the best way for me to present it to you, is they are involved in the occult. They are being used by Lucifer to build his kingdom, to keep his kingdom in power. And they have these monumental personality disorders. They are liars. They are thieves. They are, everything in their world is fair. All is fair in love and war. They have no need for the common man. They have no need to do good. They violate the royal law every day, all day long with every action they take. Stalin was a champion. He was a great champion on the side of evil. And these people, also great champions on the side of evil. Fauci, again. Bill Gates, he's a champion in the world in which he has his authority, power, and his wealth. But he violates the royal law. This is what the scripture says. I don't say this. Then you have Hillary Clinton and her husband Bill, her cousin. You have Vladimir Zelensky. And you have the all the Rockefeller lineage, Mark Zuckerberg. You have one of the, in my opinion, someone deeply involved in the occult. She wears the pin, an occult pin, before the world at the State of the Union address generally, Nancy. And these type of people, would you consider her to be a great champion for the side of evil? You would have to say, in the side of what she does for the kingdom of darkness, you have to admit, honestly, great champion because of her power, her position. Her husband just got caught recently driving under the influence. He's 81 years old, roughly 82. Shouldn't be driving under the influence. He probably shouldn't be driving at all anyhow. And had a wreck at an intersection. And a person that he hit has quite a few injuries. Do you think he will be punished? Do you think he's going to lose his license? You can go to one of the casinos and wager that he will keep his license, that he will get out of any charges. He will probably pay something to the individual that he hurt, but it won't be disclosed how much. Then with Donald Trump, I know that I discussed Donald yesterday. But we have to look at things, we have to be honest about things. Which is more poisonous? A rattlesnake or a sidewinder or a they're both poisonous. And these people, most of them that I'm mentioning, they may just be different types of snakes. But still, they may be great champions in their world in which they are positioned. They have great power in the kingdom of darkness. People don't want to talk about this. People don't want to admit it. People don't want to consider it. This nation, I have talked to you about Larry Nichols telling the story of when Bill and Hillary were in Arkansas when he was governor, how Hillary would go meet with the Covens out in California. So we know that Bill and Hillary both are involved in the occult. We know that the Bush family, they've been involved in the occult. George Sr., his wife, I see her face, I can't think of her name, George and... She's the daughter of Aleister Crowley, Barbara. They had a child, and they took the fetus, it was miscarry, put it in a jar, and they kept it in their, I think it was their East Coast home on the counter over the fireplace. Is this normal? AB normal? Then we know Joe. You look at his daughter's diary, and she has admitted She feels like a dog in heat at all times. She's admitted in her diary, the FBI has confirmed that her diary that she gave to, I forgot the name of that group, they exposed the voter, they're part of the voter fraud, exposing things. And the FBI investigated, and they say that that diary is authentic. And she has mentioned in the diary things with her dad. It is known that Biden is what's the boy's name? Hunter. Hunter is a messed up individual. And this is what happens with families in which there's generally MK Ultra programming or abuse of some kind, severe abuse, mental abuse, torture. It all comes out, eventually it all comes out into the open. Now, looking at Donald Trump, is he a great champion? Honestly, you have to admit, this man was a great champion. We don't see everything that has made him a great champion. Like I stated yesterday, his time in his political time in the political process is going to end very shortly. And the Trump people that are loyal, God bless them. But Donald Trump, there's going to come a day when he will no longer be any consequence in the political world. There are many of you that will be happy to see that day. It doesn't take away from it doesn't do anything. The fact is still, he is a great champion. A great champion removed from office illegally, still a great champion. Now I'll give you another reason why I say he's a great champion. In the debates leading up to his election, with every time he would have to go and debate these people on stage before he debated Hillary, do you realize who he was coming up against? Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, these were all favorites. Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, was it de Blasio, the short guy? I can't think of who was Bloomberg. Was it Bloomberg? Well, Jeb, we know, was in the occult. Rand Paul wasn't. Rubio, he has some occult affiliations with, I think, Pilgrim Society. Carson doesn't. Cruz, not that I know of. But this is the caliber of politicians that Donald Trump had to go up against. And Donald Trump had been at the right place at the right time to have the type of personality to be able to debate these people, a type of personality where he didn't get shaken under pressure. This is the kind of people that the military seek after to put in special forces. They don't cavitate under pressure. Donald Trump didn't. Bush cavitated. Rubio cavitated. Rand cavitated. Carson cavitated. They all, when they went directly in debate with Donald Trump, every one of them, they lost their footing. Donald Trump comes out of that. Then you have two great, great personalities in the face-off. Like I call it the world extreme cage fighting. When Donald had to have these debates with Hillary. We, most people, don't realize who this person is. They don't realize her background. They don't realize what's working behind her, not just intellect, but something unseen, something hidden, something very powerful working to assist her in those debates with Donald Trump. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez, Monumental Personality Defense. We'll continue.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio. Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Come down this weekend to Spirits Music Hall at 1 North Parish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. On Friday, they have Sisters of the Moon, Fleetwood Mac, and Stevie Nicks Tribute Band. And on Saturday, they have 10-Year Echoes Classic Rock Covers for all your favorite classic rock hits. For more details or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. Tickets also sold at the door. See you there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame till one dream appears and love is its name.
You only live twice. Once for yourself and once for your dreams. Forget about your dreams. Live for yourself. Now, monumental personality defects, disorders are necessary without these type of people. On the evil side, God allows it on the side of the kingdom of darkness because he said at the end of the world, in the final years of Satan's rule over the nations of the world, you would have Satan would have developed his kingdom so perfectly that he would have to have these type of people to run that kingdom. People with no conscience. People who would not be afraid to murder, rob, would not be afraid, would have the ability to lie. These spirits, the lying spirits, would line up to jump into these people so that they could be perfect liars. I've never seen a person with abilities to lie like Bill and Hillary Clinton or the other people that were part of the Russiagate. All of them had a lying spirit. Powerful, powerful spirits. People think it's just something natural with human nature, which it is. But then you can have something from another dimension giving you power to be able to lie, and so powerful that people would believe the lies. Adolf Hitler, we know about, what was it, the head of propaganda. Don't tell a little lie, tell a big lie. These people tell big lies. They tell lies bigly, and people believe these lies. Now, with one thing during the debates, I watched each debate because I was looking at it from a different perspective. I realized how powerful Hillary Clinton is in the occult. In my opinion, there has never been a woman as powerful in witchcraft, a woman as Hillary. Pelosi, powerful. Obama's handler, I'll think of her name in a second, very powerful. She was in his administration. But Hillary, no one that I know of has ever had the occult power as a woman than Hillary. So, on the stage, you have this great, great person involved with great powers. And you have behind her a whole network of also witches praying for her. And on Donald Trump's part, you had Donald Trump as a Christian. He's a believer in Christ, in Messiah. He's a believer. He has Christians praying for him nationally and internationally also. Donald Trump went into a different dimension debating Hillary. But because of because he is a great champion, and because he has this monumental personality defect, he was able to beat her in each of the three debates. He was able to present to the American people something much greater and giving the American people a greater hope than Hillary could have given them and than Hillary did give them. But you're talking about two kingdoms right there in front of the world on a stage debating back and forth. Again, Donald Trump, the cards are stacked against him because of the people doing the interviewing. And what was her name? Megan Kelly? She's disappeared basically from history. Everybody who, really, Donald Trump, those who were used by the kingdom of darkness to attack him, eventually God does behind the scenes bring a punishment to them. And they end up in the trash bin of history. Their names are forgotten, like the Cuomo brothers, Cuomos, and like Megyn Kelly to a degree, and Chris Wallace. And who was the guy that would always debate Trump in the White House briefings? What was his name? That criminal, where is he now? Don't think that God forgets. He doesn't forget. And where is Hillary now? Donald Trump, the man that destroyed the Bush dynasty forever, the man who destroyed the Clinton dynasty forever, the political dynasty. People were thinking that Hillary's daughter would do great things in politics. No. No. Donald Trump, the man used by God to destroy their dynasties. He destroyed the Bush dynasty. The Bushes are out of politics forever. They're never going to recover. Clintons will never recover. Is Clinton going to run again? No. She's, according to the Bible, she's going to sit in the dust. She's just going to be, she'll sit in the dust. She'll never be recognized. And she'll be made like a common person. She'll just be like a common person. Somebody you would run into at Starbucks or a grocery store. This matter of great champions is in the Bible. Vladimir Putin is a great champion. The greatest champions are always those that are attempting to fulfill the royal law, according to James chapter 2, verse 8. The ones that try to fulfill the royal law, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do that, you will do well. And Donald Trump, he didn't have to run for politics. He didn't have to do that. But it was ordained, it was God's plan that he would run. It was God's plan, and it was God's teaching him all through his life. The hand of God was always with him, in spite of his being involved with, you know, women or whatever. Still, he's a great champion, but these others too. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Lonely game we play, looking for the right words to say, searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade.
The whole world is lost in a masquerade. No one knows who's who. The faces are behind. I mean, you don't know who you're looking at. You don't really know what the person is all about. We look at these people that I'm mentioning. Most don't know who they are. They don't know they're in the occult. They don't know that they're part of secret societies. They don't know that people don't realize these people are building the kingdom of darkness. They're part of, remember Christ, when he was tempted by the devil? The devil told him, fall down and worship me and I will give you the kingdoms of the world. And Christ rebuked the devil. Well, the devil left, but he went out seeking those who would serve him. And he would reward them by giving them positions in his kingdom to build his kingdom. And the most sophisticated in all of mankind's history, we now have a world. You look at the great cities of China. Who helped build those great cities? The emperors of China, the kings of Europe, the presidents of the Western world, many of them. Who built these great cities and these empires? People put in position by the devil that would serve the devil. And this is at the end of the world. Christ said that all of this would be made evident. There would be a kingdom that would go to war with God and his people, the Christian people and the children of Israel. There would be technology that would be used to call the people of the nations. And we know the names of these people who are being used to destroy people and cultures, economies. Bill Gates, Clinton, Hillary, both Bill and Hillary, Zelensky, an American puppet. Then you have Nancy Pelosi, who's over in Taiwan presently. This is intentional to provoke China to respond. This is what the United States wants China to do. The United States wanted Russia to respond in Ukraine, and it backfired because of the prophecies of Russia. Russia has to be made great. And it backfired for a while in Ukraine. And China's, and America's provoking China into conflict. Eventually, I don't think the war is going to take place over in Asia. It's going to take place at Armageddon. China is going to unite the Asian sisters. You watch. The Asian sisters are already being united. China's first plan was to move into Hong Kong. She did it. The next plan is to move into Taiwan. Eventually, America's not going to be able to stop China. And then China's going to move into South Korea. And then China's probably going to move into Japan. And the Asian sisters that won't go along with China, they're going to suffer. China's going to be harsh on them. And they have the perfect person, a person that has he's a great champion. He has also, he has the this personality disorder, this monumental personality disorder. Joe Biden has, compared to Xi, Joe Biden is minimal. Joe Biden really doesn't have a monumental personality, period. He's a bully, and he is a person that is great at following orders, taking orders, obeying orders. He's always been that type of person. Hillary, no. Hillary didn't take orders unless she was threatened. The Illuminati at one time had to threaten her because she was trying to provoke Bill. She wanted to basically do him in. She was going to be Hillary-ited. Bill was going to be Hillary-ited. And the Secret Service had to step in and tell her, Hillary, Bill's our man is Bill, not you. So there's not going to be any Hillary side on Bill. She had to back off. She took Chelsea. She goes to Africa and does charity work. She got the message from these people. She may be the most powerful female person in the occult. And she's in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 47, 1, talking about a nation. And it's also talking about an individual, a person. And it said, I'll give you the first verse. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you. You shall not be called tender and delicate any longer. Well, this prophecy is being fulfilled. She is just sitting in the dust like a common man. There's no throne for her. Donald Trump took care of that. And she's no longer going to be called tender and delicate. She's not going to be the one that everybody admires, the one that everybody put their hope in. It's over. Now, it's also talking about America. But she is a virgin daughter of America. This is my view, and I don't... I'm not going to force you to believe it, but I can present it to you, and you can consider it. The virgin daughter of Babylon has gone bye-bye. She will continue to sit in the dust. Rick Rodriguez for the President.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. be happy. In every life we have some.
Another thing, too, with Donald Trump being a great champion, he also, not only did he have to debate Hillary, but then, once he becomes president, he has to travel to Europe, speak to the NATO countries, tell them, cough up the cash, we're tired of covering your portion for arms in NATO. And he'd have to visit with Angela Merkel, the daughter of Adolf Hitler, I believe. My research proves that she is. Vladimir Putin, I know Vladimir is fully aware of who Angela Merkel is. He was stationed in East Germany, the KGB. I know that Donald Trump, being the historian that he is and knowing the leaders of Europe, I'm sure that he was advised that Angela and Adolf were father-daughter. And other things, too. So he had to meet with Merkel. Then he had to, the MK Ultra personality of Boris Johnson, in my opinion, in my view, studying his history, studying his life. He had to meet with these people at the G7, these people in Brussels, Belgium. These people are great people. Not in themselves, they're put in these positions, but still, he has to have a great personality. He has to have a monumental personality. It's not a bad thing. All these other people I'd mentioned, Fauci, and I'll go down the list again, George Jr., Satoru, Biden, Schwab, Fauci, Gates, Clinton, Bill, Clinton, Hillary, Zelensky, Mark Greenberg, Zuckerberg, Pelosi. I'm just barely touching the tip of the iceberg. All these people have great monumental personalities, but they're controlled, most of them. Trump wasn't. His monumental personality defect is much more powerful than those. Otherwise, he could never have accomplished what he was going to accomplish. But like I say, very soon, Donald Trump will no longer be involved in the political process in the United States of America. That time is coming to an end. I know that the Trump supporters don't want to hear it, but it's just the truth. Hillary, you know, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground, there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called tender and delicate. Her end came, according to the plan of God, and the same with Donald Trump. He also had to go and meet with the Pope, this Jesuit Pope, this dark Pope. The Catholic people, most for the most part, believe that he is the true Pope and the Vicar of Rome. But the Catholic people don't realize millions and millions and millions of Catholics internationally do not recognize Francis as the Pope of Rome. They don't recognize him as the legitimate Pope of the Catholic Church. Trump had to meet with him on his ground. And the Catholics don't pay attention to the president, basically, but because he went to Rome, Catholics internationally got to see the seventh king visit with the Jesuit Pope. Tomorrow, we'll continue. Have a great day.
This is Bob Cambron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we know water. We provide affordable, long-term solutions to make your water ideal. Call or text Bob Cambron, 303-888-8891.
The PE Gun Show, August 13th and 14th, is at the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Ball. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show is a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at this show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360.